Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishma Sarab Yaakashom, Malab Asitzchuk. We're holding Yevomis Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Beis concluding the sugya of why don't we have a Zman in Shtar Kedushin. The Gemara says that there's no point in having a Zman giving to the Eidim, because the Eidim, instead of testifying based on their memory and come in testifying B'dibur, they'll testify based on their Ksav, based on what they're seeing written. And we have a rule, Mipiyem Veloy Mipiksovim. Eidus has to be based on Dibur and not based on the written word. This idea of what Eidus is all about is explained very clearly in the Maharal in Derech Chaim Perek Dalet. Because in the Maharal explains, what is the Eid all about? Eidus doesn't mean just to transfer information in front of the dayan, in front of the judge. But Eidus is much more than that. Eidus is to recreate the maise in front of the dayan. When the eid comes to the front of the dayan, he's not only giving him the knowledge of what happened, but he's actually showing him the maise. That's how the Maharal explains many of the halachas of dayonus. For example, ein eid nase dayan. Why can't an eid become a dayan? Because a dayan needs to see the maise through the eid, and if he just knows something, it's not good enough. Or if Dayonim saw Maise at night, so two out of them have to get up and stand and testify in front of Dayonim. Why? Because the whole idea of Beis Din is that the Maise comes to Beis Din. And Beis Din is, so to speak, seeing the Maise through the Eidim. That's one of the reasons I heard once, that's why Eid is Loshon Ad, the same letters of the word Ad. Because Eid is the one who brings the Beis Din and the Maise. He's able to reach the Maise. They're able actually to see the Maise. And so explains Avni Nezer and Evan Ezer. And when he brings his Maharal, the whole idea of the Yonim or Paskening, not based on Yediyo, but based on Riyo. They actually have to experience it, see the Maise. And Mimele, this explains very clearly why Eidus has to be Bidibu. Because Kayadua, Dibur is a relationship. Dibur is when the one who's talking, the one who's listening, are in it together. Re'u medaberes. Medaberes is a loshon of a relationship. We know the difference between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichtav is what's written and can be interpreted in different ways. Torah Shebaalpeh, the Dibur, is the actual connection between the medaber and the one who's listening. Dugma Ladover, we find the Sefer Yetzirah, it says that the world was created b'sefer, b'sefer, u'b'sipur, with a book, and with a story. So the Vilna Gaon explains that b'sefer refers to Torah Shebichtav. B'sipur refers to Torah Shebaalpeh. Why, if Torah Shebichtav is b'sefer, is said twice, b'sefer, while Torah Shebaalpeh is also only said once? So explains the Vilna Gaon, that's what I heard from my Rebbe Yomir Shapir Zatzal. The idea is, Torah Shebichtav is written. When something is written, so there is the author, so to speak, who writes the book. There's the one who reads the book. It's two different people that don't have a direct relationship. The one who writes it, the one who reads it, can be two different places, two different times, and have a completely different understanding of what is written. But when someone is talking, when there's actually someone speaking to somebody else, then there's a relationship between the one who's talking and the one who's listening. It's happening together. So b'sefer, when you talk about the written word, then you have two. There's two sfarim always, every book that's written. The one who's writing and the one who's reading. But sipur, there's only one. Torah Shebaalpeh is a relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. There's the dibur connection between the medaber and the shemeh. So when an eidus, if an eidus means that the eid is bringing the maise in front of Beis Din, he's not just giving the knowledge of it, but he's actually performing the maise in front of Beis Din. There's a relationship between the eid and the dayan, because the eid brings the maise to the dayan. It needs to be done b'dibur. That's the only way to actually experience it, and not only know it. And Mamish Kadvarim Eil is brought down in the Shem Yishmuel in the beginning of Godesh of Pesach, regarding Pesach. Because the Shem Yishmuel says, we know the Chazal tell us that in Pesach, before Pesach, the Dibur was Begolus. Meaning, the relationship between the Medaber and the Shema was lacking. There's Torah Shebichtav, but there's no Torah Shebaalpeh, which is that relationship. When we come out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself, and we have the actual experience to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Shem Yishmuel, the idea of Hagada Shel Pesach is Loshon Magid. Magid, the Targum of Hagada, is V'yachve. When you have Hagada, you can see, you show, you experience the night. The whole idea of Hagada Shel Pesach is the Rabbim says, Chayav Odom Leharuris Es Atzvoi, Kilu Yotzer Mitzrayim. Person has to show himself. Meaning when a father is teaching the son the Hagada, he needs to give him the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, not only the knowledge of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he compares the Vigato Labincho, which is the Dibur, which is the experience, to what it says by Eidus, because by Eidus it says Im Lo Yagit, because Eidus is also a Dibur, an experience. And this is what a Gemara tells us over here. Mipiyim V'lo Yipiksov. It needs to be a Dibur that does the Eidus. And that's the message of Yetziat Yitzrayim as well. It needs to be v'higato l'bincho. The experience of Yetziat Yitzrayim, not only the knowledge. That's why Pesach is Loshon Pesach, a mouth talking. We're bringing the gilui of Dibur in the time of Yetziat Yitzrayim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shoveh email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshoveh@gmail.com.